Hey, Rusty Ham here, co-host of Catching You. We are trying to grow the show, and we would like to ask you guys a favor. If you guys could rate the show and write a review, that would be great. And then as well, we would love you for you to share the show to someone you think that would get some value from this. We'd really appreciate it, and we will catch you on the other side. Take care. Thank you.
And again, I'm not perfect. I was yelling at umpires too. So again, this is something that I'm reflecting on. It was not, if I were to look at myself the 10 years ago, Rusty, I probably didn't have these virtues, but I've experienced enough to have, I can say this, I can say stuff like this because I've experienced it, I've seen it. I've coached it. I've coached parents that are not humble.
Hello and welcome to Catching You, a dad and daughter's softball journey. I'm Rusty, a dad who's been in the dugout and on the sidelines.
And I'm Lacey, the daughter whose journey through softball has been filled with incredible wins, tough losses, and so many lessons both on and off the field.
For the past 16 years, we've navigated the highs and lows of softball together, from the local fields to national tournaments, and everything in between.
From the challenges of recruitment during COVID to the mental and emotional roller coaster that comes with being a student athlete, we'll be sharing the perspectives of both a parent and athlete and firsthand experience of the impact of sports on mental health and the importance of support from the sidelines.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your co-host of Catching You. My other co-host, my daughter, Lacey Hamm. I gave her the week off. She has been grinding in softball, and we've been doing this since November of 23, and she hasn't had a day off because she goes Tuesday to Sunday as far as softball, so she'll practice during the week, and then she'll have games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we do our podcast on Monday, so it's 7 days a week. It's been 7 days a week for her, nonstop softball. She called me and says, can I have the day off, please? So I said, of course. It's just the season of the grind, as most of you guys know. So gave her the week off. So I'm flying solo today. And what I wanted to do is I just got done reading a book. The book's called The Ideal Team Player. And being a coach, having a daughter that's on a team, my wife is super competitive. My son is on the golf team. And so our family's sports related. We're team oriented. And so what the crux of the book is called, the book is called The Ideal Player, How to Recognize and Cultivate the Three Essential Virtues. And I loved it. And I've been reading a lot lately because my wife and I are doing 75 hard. And part of 75 hard, if you guys don't know, is you have to read 10 pages a day. You have to read actually a book. You can't listen to it. So we have to, and it has to be self-help or a book like that. So this book, The Three Essential Virtues are being hungry, being humble, and being smart, right? So humble, hungry, and smart. And what I liked about that is, Lacey says, well, why don't you talk about, talking about that to other fathers, bucket dad, and how does that relate to bucket dads? I can get into a lot of weeds on this one, but basically I love that concept because I wish, if some of you guys don't know, I was a high school basketball coach for 30 years. I was a head coach for four until Lacey started getting into travel ball. My son started getting into flag football, and it just was overwhelming. I wasn't prepared mentally. I wasn't prepared for it. I knew I wanted to be a head coach someday, but I was mentally not prepared for it. So you guys have heard the old adage, I wish I'd known then what I know now, right? I wish I would have known about humble, hungry, and smart. Well, I knew each concept individually, but not together, right? Like a Venn diagram. If you guys can visualize a Venn diagram, and you know, if somebody has those traits and each of those virtues, and then you have the one, you know, the part in the middle of the Venn diagram, then that's the person you want on your team, right? Because they're going to be a good teammate. So I wish I would have known that as a head coach, because I probably would still be coaching, because I didn't have a plan as far as being a head coach. I knew I was good at X's and O's. I can X and O any other coach on the face of the earth. I can drop a play and make it work. I can create a defensive scheme and have it work against. I was pretty successful as far as wins and losses. However, I wasn't successful as far as player development or having everybody on the same page. And so if I would have built my teams around them being humble, and again, humble. So I guess let me just define what the book defines as humble is a contribution of others, slow to seek attention, and they share credit, and they emphasize team over self, right? So that's, I guess you can, if you look at it, it's all duh. But I didn't have a whole lot of, I had some humble players, but a lot of them thought they were the bee's knees. They thought they were better than they thought they were. And it was, a lot of it was about themselves, and they played that way. Now, again, I was successful because I had some pretty good players that ended up going to college, but we could have done better, in my opinion. And the second one is probably the reason why we probably didn't do as well as we should have, and that's being hungry. And hungry, the book defines it as hungry. The book talks about being hungry, and I wish I had hungry players, right? These guys were not as hungry as I hoped they would be, and maybe I should have built my teams around it. But hungry, defined in the book, is almost never have to be pushed to work harder. That was like pulling teeth, is to get them to work harder. Self-motivated and diligent, right? Don't have to be pushed to work harder, self-motivated and diligent. And that's super important, because if you don't have somebody who's hungry on your team, either as a player or even in the business, if you don't have somebody, I'm a business owner, and when I start scaling and I start hiring people, so I'm going to use these three virtues to hire people. I want somebody who's hungry, that wants to be there, who's self-motivated, who's diligent in what they do, and they're self-motivated, right? I didn't have those hungry players that I wish I had a couple hungry players. They'd show up early, but most of the guys would just scroll in, put their shoes on, and then start practice. They wouldn't come early and maybe put some free throws in or shoot some jump shots before practice. They would just roll in and put their shoes on and go. And then smart. And smart doesn't necessarily have to be intellectual. What smart and what the book talks about, smart being, having good judgment and intuition, aware of the impact of their words. This is super important. I'm going to get into that about parents, because I'm going to use these three virtues about Bucket Dads or just parents in general. And it's going to relate to softball. But so yeah, just the awareness of the impact of their words and actions, words and actions, right? And then a person's common sense about other people. So how does this relate to parents in a softball, right? So I'm talking to the Bucket Dads, and not everybody was a Bucket Dad, right? Not everybody's dad had a pitcher as their daughter. But use these three virtues. And again, if you have daughters that are in rec ball right now or in travel ball, hopefully you get a nugget out of this or two. If you are in my situation where your kids are already in college, or maybe they're done already, then maybe you can pass this on to them or somebody else. But as far as a parent, be humble. There's nothing wrong with being humble as a parent. There's thousands of kids that play softball. Your kid is not the only one. And stats are important. I have a few stories when I was coaching high school softball. Lacey was on the team. One of the parents, and you'll get a chuckle, some of you will get chuckles out of this, you know, that she was in charge of Game Changer, right? And her daughter was the main pitcher. You can see where this is going. They were not humble at all. It was, if it was a clean hit, maybe it nicked off the third baseman's glove in the 5-6 hole, she would call it an error. for her daughter, right? Wasn't it a hit, it was an error. And then if that girl scored, then obviously it wasn't an earned run. So it kept her earned run average very low. She ended up being a very good pitcher in college. She played for Minnesota, and then now she's a professional. But for the parents, stats was super important. It was important that her daughter or their daughter have the lowest ERA in the team, and she played every pitch, and she pitched every pitch, and she played every game. And the father, he used to be out, he would be in the left field fence, and he would, if someone dropped a ball, he would yell at the outfielders because they dropped her daughter's fly ball that she, her daughter gave up a fly ball, and it was supposed to be easy, and they dropped it. So he would be, these outfielders, sometimes they came in and they're like, hey, this dad is like yelling and cussing at us. It's okay, well, what are you doing? And I'm sure now he's, whatever, she's out of college, she's playing professional. Did you really need to yell at these outfielders because they dropped a simple fly ball? So be humble as a parent. Just sit in the stands. You don't need to be yelling at umpires. They're trying their best. Just watch the game and keep your mouth shut. And again, I'm not perfect. I was yelling at umpires too. So again, this is something that I'm reflecting on. I was not, if I were to look at myself the 10 years ago, Rusty, I probably didn't have these virtues, but I've experienced enough to have, I can say this, I can say stuff like this because I've experienced it. I've seen it. I've coached it. I've coached parents that are not humble. They're not hungry. And what do I mean by parents are not hungry? Hungry, again, it's, you don't have to be pushed to work harder as a parent. It's all about their kid, right? So I used to say, you want to watch the parents when I coach basketball, you want to watch those parents. When parents are watching the game in the stands, are they watching the game or are they watching their kid the whole time? So that's how you kind of tell if they were humble or hungry, right? They're not, they're self-motivated, they're diligent, they're helping out the program without, and this is where I guess the hunger comes in as far as a parent. If you have a kid in the program, are you helping out that program even though your kid is not playing? It is last on the bench, probably not going to get in. Are you still helping out the program or are you butthurt? Are you like, I'm not going to help out. If they're not going to play my kid, I'm not going to help out. That you're not hungry. You're not hungry as a parent to give your child the best experience, right? Because you're probably going home complaining, right? Oh, you should be playing. I'm not going to help out with fundraising or I'm not going to help out with the field. If you're not going to play my kid, right? So you're not hungry enough as a parent to help your child out, experience, have those good experiences. Again, I'm not talking about those players that are Power Five players. They're going to go Power Five no matter what. If their parents are jerks or not, they're going to go Power Five or whatever just because of who they are. I'm talking about those players that are maybe just on the fence that they love softball or they love the sport that they're in, but they fall out of love of it because of the parents, because of their mom or dad. They're not humble and they're not hungry. And the last one is just being smart, having good judgment and intuition. Some people don't have filters. Some parents don't have filters. And they don't use good judgment as far as talking to the coach or talking to the AD, right? They go straight to the AD instead of having their, again, when I was a coach, it was the player talks to the coach and, hey, what do I need to do to get more playing time? And then if that wasn't good enough, then maybe we have a conference with the player and the parent and we work through some things. If that doesn't work, then we meet up with the athletic director. So but a lot of the parents would like to skip those steps because they didn't have good judgment. They didn't have good intuition as far as trusting the coach. Some coaches aren't very good, but you got to go through the process. My wife hates the word process, but you got to go through those steps, right? You got to have the player grow up. You got to have them go to the coach and say, hey, I'm not getting much playing time. What do I need to do? That's the classic. What do I need to do to get on the field? Or what do I need to do to get on the court? But a lot of parents don't do that. They feel like their kid is the best player in the world and that your kid should be playing. And so I'm going to go directly to the AD and I'm going to complain. And being aware, and this is where kind of being aware of the impact of your words and your actions. Your kids are watching. My daughter pulled me aside on the kitchen table, was bawling her head off because of my words and my actions, right? I never played softball before. I never pitched. However, I'm catching her and she's throwing balls. She's throwing balls over my head. I have to unlock the gate. I have to go walk and go get it. Poor me, boo hoo. And so my body language was horrible. And then I'm passive aggressive in nature in the past. And I wouldn't talk to her. I would ignore her and she's 12, right? She's like, why is my dad acting this way? All I did is I threw a couple balls in his offense, right? So again, 10 years ago, me is much different. I wish I would have known then what I know now. And I would have treated her much better. Obviously, I don't want my daughter coming to the kitchen table, bawling her head off because of my actions. And then just having a sense of your surroundings. I see parents all the time in your chairs against the fence and you're screaming and yelling at your kid and your kid goes 0-4 and you know, those car rides homes are not pleasant with some kids and not every kid has a stable environment at home. So some kids have divorces they're being pulled one way or the other. And so maybe one car ride home is different from the other car ride home after a game. And it's just, I guess my overall theme is just be humble, be hungry for your kid in a positive way, and just be smart. Like, just know your surroundings, know your actions and your words are being watched by everybody, not only from your kid, but from everybody, especially during recruiting, like when they're 14th, 15th, 16th, and they're at showcases, you are being watched. Not only is your daughter being watched, but you are being watched. They're looking at, okay, is this player coming from a solid family? They're looking at that. There's colleges out there that are looking at you, mom or dad, who's screaming and yelling and acting like a fool in the stands. They're going to be like, okay, do I want this for 4 years in my program? And a lot of times it's no. They'll just go to the next one that's the player that's on the cusp, maybe not as talented, but the parents are humble, hungry, and they're smart. They just get it, right? So that's my two cents. There's my soul cast. And I will catch everybody on the side. I'm sure Lacey will be back next week. And I think we're going to start getting into first year 16s and her when she was a sophomore in high school. There's a lot of drama with that in her sophomore year in college or sophomore year in high school. And yeah, a lot of what happened in high school. And let me just end with high school. For some, if you're in a high-end travel ball team, the Batbusters, the Athletic Mercados, Corona Angels, the Choppers, the SoCal A's, the Firecrackers, these are all SoCal teams. But a lot of those girls that came from those programs, they're just like, Marty Tyson taught me this, and Mike Stitt taught me this. And so I don't need to listen to my high school coach. And that happens a lot. Trust me, it happens all the time. You have these high-end players that come from these high-end travel ball, and then they play high school and they feel like high school is just, I always said when I helped out as an assistant, I said, would you act and play like this if you were at a Mercado practice? And they would say, no. And I said, well, why are you doing it here? It's just high school. Again, that humble, hungry, and smart. I can tell the girls that were on Lacey's high school team, they did not fit those three virtues. Trust me. And guess what? Some of those girls are not playing in college. They were recruited to go to college and now they're not playing in college. And there's a reason why, because they were not humble, they were not hungry, and they were not smart. And on that note, catch you guys on the other side. Take care. Lacey, if you're listening, I love you.